This happened about 25 years ago, and it's something that I've never forgotten. To be honest, it's something I've tried to forget many times, but it always seems to come back to me late at night when I'm on my own. So, I live in an area that's full of woodlands. There are quite a few houses still, don't get me wrong, it's not that rural, but we have a lot of wooded areas nearby. One night, me and my friend Jonathan went out to the woods together. I should probably mention, we were around 25 at this time, so we weren't exactly young, but we always liked to hang out and just have a wander around at night. Most of the time, we'd just walk around our local streets, just talking, and go to the shops for a drink. But this time, we decided to head into the woods, probably because it was near Halloween, actually, and we was kind of in the mood for something a little bit spooky to happen. But what happened, we didn't expect. Anyway, we made our way into the woods. I had brought a Coke, and he had brought a Dr. Pepper, and we were just sipping our drinks and walking into the woods with our torches on our phones. Even though it was October, it wasn't that rainy outside. It had drizzled a little bit earlier on in the day, so the ground was a little bit wet, but we never wore good trainers when we went on these walks. It was always our running shoes, so we didn't mind too much. Anyway, we crossed a little bridge that is just as you enter the woods. It's got some water running underneath it, and it's normally pretty noisy, but tonight I could barely hear it as I walked up to it. We got closer and closer, and I realized that there was a lot of branches that were blocking the flow of water, so the water behind that had risen quite significantly and flooded some of the areas of the woods that we typically walked in. Maybe a tree had fallen, or maybe someone had done it on purpose. Who knows? A bit weird, but we kept walking. Anyway, where our path would normally divert into a left or a right, we typically go right, but this time we decided to go left. You kind of have to push your way through some bushes as you do this, and there's some makeshift steps on the way down. These steps are made of wood, and they're filled with mud and slippery, so we've made sure we're really careful to go down them. They're fairly steep too, and, well, man-made, so they weren't great. Anyway, we got to the bottom of this area, and it kind of cleared out a little bit, so you could kind of see roughly where he was going with the light of the moon. We kept walking and pushing our way through the bushes, and gradually climbed up a small incline. We got to the top, and we decided that we'd head right. We'd never been this way before, but we assumed that it would just divert us to our normal trail. We walked for about 10 minutes, and we couldn't see anything. It was getting darker and darker, and to make things worse, my phone died. So we were just left with Jonathan's phone, which had about 25% charge on it. I realised this was getting a little bit stupid, so I turned to Jonathan and said, "Hey, do you want to head back? Because nothing's happening, I'm just getting cut up by all these bushes." He agreed, and we turned around and headed back in the direction we came in. Or so we thought. After about 15 or 20 minutes of searching, his phone had drained to about 15% charge, and we couldn't find where our path was. The initial path we'd taken seemed to have just disappeared. Of course it hadn't, we must have diverted off our path. But weirdly, we couldn't find it at all. We thought we'd head back in the same way, but it was so dark and there were so many bushes. Maybe we'd missed something. All of a sudden, we heard voices in the distance. I couldn't tell what they were saying, but I could see the glow of maybe a lantern, maybe a candle, I'm not too sure. But there was something illuminating a group of people in the distance. We got closer and decided that we'd just hide behind some trees and try and figure out what they were doing. Maybe they're people we could approach and see how to get back on the path. Maybe they weren't. We didn't know. So the closer we got, the more we found this situation weird. They appeared to be wearing robes, and the lantern in their hand, it was fairly bright now and looked to be a small fire more than a lantern. He took a picture on his phone, and stupidly, he had his flash on. These people were probably about 20 meters away now, so fairly close, but because he was in so much woodland, it was kind of hard to see them still. But being this late at night, anyone would see a huge flash like that. I saw all of them turn at once. Every single one of them turned their head and looked in our direction. I still couldn't figure out what they were doing, but The fact that we were all wearing gowns, they had a weird fire going in the middle of the woods at night, didn't sit right with me. I turned to Jonathan and just said, run. We bolted as fast as we could, pushing our way through the bushes and trees, and we eventually came out to a clearing. I'd never been to this area before, but this whole track must lead somewhere. So we followed it all the way around. We never heard those people again, and we never saw them after they chased us. Eventually, things calmed down, and we found our way back onto our original path. And Jonathan's phone was on about 1 or 2% at this point. He'd been sparingly using his light, and we tried to just use moonlight to navigate. We made it back to Jonathan's house and sat down and debriefed. Neither of us knew what was going on. There's no point calling the police. What are they going to do? We decided that was a stupid mistake. Was this a kind of cult thing? Was it a weird gathering? Was it a prank? We don't know, and to be honest, I think we're just lucky to get out of that situation. This has sat with me for a long time, and as much as I try and convince myself that it was harmless, who knows what could have happened. Anyway, that's my story. To this day, I still have no idea what was going on in the woods that night. Myself and Jonathan have both drifted apart now, and we're not really that close. But I wonder if he feels the same way.